God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. I think most men have thought about what they would do if all of a sudden a threat presented itself in your home, in your place of work, or wherever you may be. Most young men dream of being a hero, of protecting the things that are precious to them. I think about King David, and David was a warrior. He was a man of war from his youth, and he was a man who knew how to protect the people that were important to him. You know, today, in an actual shooter situation, as they call it, an active shooter, I think the basic rules now are run, hide, fight. But what do you do when the threat is inside the house? What do you do when the threat is inside your home? What do you do when the threat is from a friend? You know, sometimes your friend is the enemy. What do you do when your friend is the enemy? Now, let me explain to you what I mean by that. In Psalm 55, David says, "Give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication." Then in the next verse, he says, "Attend, prick up your ears unto me, and hear me." And he has a complaint. He has a burden. He has a problem. And it's because, verse 3, of the voice of the enemy. Now, David knew about run, hide, fight. He had done all those things. He had run from Saul. He had tried to hide from Saul. He had fought many an enemy. But he does something differently here. He doesn't run, hide, and fight. And there's a reason for that. In verse 8, David says, "I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. Oh, that I had wings like a dove," David says. If I did, then I would run. I would hide from my problems. But David found himself in a situation where he could not run. He said, "Then I would hide myself." Verse 12, if my problem was an enemy, then I would hide. But it's not something from which I can run. It's not someone from whom I can hide. Verse 13, "But it was thou, a man mine equal, my guide and mine acquaintance." He goes on in the following verse 14, to say, "We took sweet counsel together and walked unto the house of God in company." David's friend, and I might put that in quotation marks because I suppose it wasn't a friend, but someone that had been a friend or someone that he thought was a friend, that was the enemy. And sometimes you cannot hide, and sometimes you cannot run. The good news is God will not hide. In verse 1, David is praying to God. And he says, "God, hide not thyself from my supplication." I cannot hide from my problems. So, dear God, please do not hide from me. His enemy was the friend. You know, no one can hurt you like those you love or those perhaps that you trust. If this were a classic enemy, David would have known what to do. If it was Goliath, for instance, he knew what to do. But there are so many stories in which that was not the case. You know, this enemy was a friend. This enemy was smug. In verse 19, he says, "Because they have no changes, therefore they fear not God." Everything has been going along just fine for them. There are no changes in their life, and therefore they don't see their need of God, and therefore they're the enemies of David. In Psalm 73, the Bible speaks of the wicked. Verse 6 says, "Therefore pride compasseth them about as a chain. Violence covereth them as a garment." Why does this happen? Why the violence? Why the wickedness? Because they've got it so easy. They don't see their need of God, and they have time to be making enemies of people that should be friends. Now, in contrast to those who never have a change, David asks God's help that he would never be moved. And that's something that I think is instructive to us. In other words, there's a vast difference between my unchanging fortunes and my immutable, unchanging God. So this enemy was a friend. This enemy was smug. This enemy was treacherous. And that's the bottom line. In verse 21, he says, "The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet were they drawn swords." In 2 Samuel 20, verse 10, the Bible speaks of Joab, and he murdered a man named Amasa. And the Bible says that his victim took no heed to the sword that was in his hand. He had smooth words, but treachery was in his heart. You know, that's the context of two or three of these psalms in succession. Psalm 52 is the context is when Doeg t- told Saul about David's going into hiding. There was treachery there. In Psalm 54, the Bible says the context is that when the Ziphims came and said to Saul, "Doth not David hide himself with us?" Other people that turned David over. So David was well acquainted with treachery, not just some classic enemy, but treachery from within, the kind of treachery that is hurtful because you trusted this person. Perhaps you love this person. I think of Joab and Absalom, David's own son, and Ahithophel and Doeg, and the list could go on and on. So the question then becomes, what do you do when your friend is the enemy? Now, maybe that's confusing. I'm not suggesting that we look at people as enemies, and just because someone we love has made a mistake or, you know, mistreated us in some way, we consider them an enemy. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm saying, what do you do when someone that has been your friend is literally treating you as an enemy? Well, let me give you three words that David gives to God. And I think really they're all three talking about the same thing, but maybe just different angles. And the words are call, cast, and trust. Verse 16, David says, "As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me." What a wonderful thing. He says, "I'm going to call." In verses 1 and 2, he says, "God, hear my prayer. Hear me." Verse 17, he says, "Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice." God, please hear me. I'm praying morning, noon, and night. God, hear my prayer. So it's a wonderful thing that David did not run, hide, and fight. David didn't run and hide. He prayed. So God, hear me. He called. The second word is cast, verse 22. "Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved." It reminds me of 1 Peter 5:7, where the Bible says, "Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." In other words, he carries your weight. In the Old Testament, the prophet says of God, "I have borne thee. I carried you. When the waters are too high and the road is too long, I am the one that carries you." So call upon God. Cast your burden upon God. Your burdens are too great for you, but they're not too great for God. And then in a nutshell, trust. Verse 22 speaks about God fighting for him. He didn't need to fight. God would fight for him and God would protect him. And God will take down the bloody and deceitful man. But, David says in contrast, "I will trust in thee." Sometimes you can't trust people that have been a friend and now are an enemy, but you can trust God. The difference between David and his enemies was treachery. David was not perfect, but his enemies were treacherous. But the difference between God and David's enemies is might. They may have been too great for David, but God is greater than any enemy you could possibly have. So today, maybe you're struggling with something or someone that you thought you could trust, and it doesn't seem to be the case. Don't take things into your own hands. Trust God. Call, cast, and trust, because that is what we are to do when your friend acts as an enemy.